All right, folks. Good evening. It is 6:30, and I have here with me Abby Posner.
That's right. That's me.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you here. So we'll be doing a little live interview and fireside chat, and then afterwards you'll preview some of your songs
that sounds good.
We'll be playing. So super excited for that. So, Abby, I don't know, maybe just a little introduction for yourself, where you're from, what brought you up to Alaska, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I am originally from Colorado, a mountain town called Evergreen, but I've been living out in Los Angeles for 23 years, and I've been working full-time out there as a musician and teaching and touring and writing for film and TV out there, kind of wearing a lot of different musical hats. And I'm fortunate enough that I made it out to Alaska. My booking agent, we connected with some people out there in Anchorage,
right.
And specifically Kevin Worrell, if you're listening, giving you a shout out, brother. He set up a bunch of shows for us in Anchorage, and I did Parlor in the Round, which was one of the most magical shows I've ever played. I know it came here once.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I have here that Parlor in the Round came in like 2019.
And oddly enough, someone that I toured with was the headliner. So
yeah.
Chris Purica, I played banjo and drums with her in like 2011. So it's an interesting
really cool.
Small world. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So that's how I got out here, was through my agency and Kevin. And then I played three shows in Anchorage, and I'm about to play tomorrow as well here in Petersburg.
Yes, yes. And for folks, if you haven't heard us talking like a broken record about it, that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Wright Auditorium. And you can still get tickets either at Lee's Clothing or at betterworld.org. And I think it's $20 for adults. And then... 10 for youth and children. And there's, I think there will also be tickets at the door, and doors open at 6:30. So, I had a question for you.
Yes.
So in thinking about your music, you know, what do you think music is capable of, and what are you hoping people will take away from yours?
No, that's a great question. So I have been thinking about this question a lot lately on the road.
Yeah.
I've been touring really consistently for about a year now. And I believe that music is the glue for people to come back together.
Right.
I think right now we're living in a place where we've really lost touch of each other's, hearts and souls and humanity. No matter where you are, politically or where you are in your life, I feel like we're just losing each other. And I found that music can be a safe space for people to come together. And, because we all like to, I don't know anyone that doesn't love music. And I think it's a good space to bring people together in community. I feel like it's very healing. You know, I have people come up to me after shows saying that they relate in some way, whether it's about grief or heartbreak or love or joy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's just, it's a human experience is what music is.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ways into it. Like you say, the joy and the fun of it is, I think for me, at least, such a huge part of it. It's like, well, you can really, it's like catharsis sometimes.
I think it lights something up inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Alaska, when I was playing in Anchorage, a lot of people came up to me and they just said, I feel like really inspired, and like it lit a fire is what they
wow.
were saying.
Great.
And I think that that's what music can do, is inspire, motivate, and it can be a light in a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And thinking about you, I mean, where do you draw your inspiration from?
I personally draw a lot of inspiration from what's happening in my own internal world, because I try to make sense of it through
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I'm writing songs, it's almost like I'm putting together a puzzle. I've been lately but actively writing songs about what's happening in our times. You know, folk music is the great storyteller
yes.
of all things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been writing more songs about what's happening documenting my own opinions about what's happening. Right. But I also think that when you're writing from the internal place, people can grab onto it and say, but that's my story too. Mm-hmm. You know, they can take your lyrics and say, analyze it in their own way and interpret it in their own way. So I do write a lot of songs from my own kind of place. If it's that kind of mucky, heartbreak place,
yeah.
Or if it's, trying to get something out. It's always been like journaling to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, also just about songwriting, you're hosting a songwriting workshop here.
Yeah.
And going off of that, I mean, what's your approach to teaching music? And
yeah, it's so fun for me because my approach to teaching music is very similar to my approach in performing.
Okay.
Which is, I know this is going to sound funny. I've been talking a lot about this, and this is actually what Parlor in the Round is about. It's like very improvisational.
Oh.
But for me, when I'm kind of in the moment and learning about people or taking in the room, that's when I thrive. So tomorrow I really want to learn about where everybody's at in their own musical journey, mm-hmm. and piece together a curriculum from there, because not everybody that comes to the workshop is going to be in the same place musically. Some people are going to be like really knowledgeable about theory.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will never touch an instrument.
Right.
So my job is to put all of that together.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot of cats to herd.
And I love it.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that I feel like I can do well and that I like to play with. It's kind of like, it's fun. We can all be in a space and community together where we can create something fun. I think it's about creating like art right on the fly together.
Yes.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's sacred.
Uh-huh. And that improvisational aspect of it is interesting to me. And I have a question about that. So
yeah.
When you're performing live, how do you deal with bringing an audience in and having that participatory kind of conversation with an audience? I'm just thinking about how important live music is because you can talk with an audience, and how like
yeah.
a performance that you do with an audience that's really into it or that you're feeding off of or talking to might be a completely different performance and might be, you know, more authentically like a true yourself and true in this moment. Compared to, you know, listening to a recording on a CD that you might have. I mean, I don't know how many people using CDs are on Spotify or
yeah.
or something like that.
Right.
So just asking about kind of the participation.
Aspect. Yeah, it's really interesting. So there are some artists that are very crafted in their storytelling in between the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think of one of my favorite artists, John Craigie. We did a festival together. And watching him spin his storytelling on stage, it's like, you know, he's rehearsed that.
Right.
I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Again, it's more like feeding off of the audience. And how I do that, it changes from show to show. Sometimes right. I'll talk about a song and what it reminds me of. Sometimes someone will say something in the audience and I'll be like, you, sir, you know, like I'll bring people in.
Yeah.
I try to make it fun. I try to make it playful. I try to make people a part of it rather than separate from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think it really just depends. And I change it up every show.
Okay.
My band gets so frustrated with me because my endings are always different. I like the experience of play.
Yes.
I think that's what music is about, is play.
Mm-hmm. And this free association, this kind of time when you're yes. allowed to mix things together. And
yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm all about that. That's how my brain works, with free association. And with free association comes that play and comes
yeah.
that kind of like, childlike sense of like, well, let's do this now. And, oh, you gave me that. I'm going to take it and uh-huh. make a bit out of it, you know? So it is, it's when I'm the most present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask. Yeah. So, you mentioned your band.
Yeah.
You're sitting now in front of me as, one.
Don't
yourself.
You see that?
So maybe it was a royal we that you were using.
I do have a band. Unfortunately, traveling with them is very expensive.
Yes.
I do, travel with my backup singer quite a bit, Paula Fong, and she couldn't make it on this tour because
mm-hmm.
she's actually, doing her own artist stuff, which is so cool. Check Paula Fong out. And the band that I play with in LA is a six-piece. We have fiddle, upright bass, three-part harmonies.
Whoa.
It's a big sound. I try to do the best I can with my pedal board and looper to kind of like make a big sound.
Yes.
But it's nothing like the, you know, the fiddle and the harmonies. It's a really, that we play a lot of festivals together.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're here, acoustic.
Yeah, I'm here acoustic.
I assume tomorrow you might have the same setup.
I'm just here solo.
Right.
I've got my looping pedal for the show at the Wright Auditorium. I'm going to have my looper.
Wow.
A lot of different effects.
Looper,
you'll see me tap dancing.
Oh, that's awesome.
More like tap dancing on my pedal.
Oh, okay.
I cannot dance to save my life. But yeah, you'll hear a lot of looping. I do a lot of lead guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to mess with genres in general. I change genres from like the folk umbrella to blues and rock, and there's a wide landscape.
Yeah, I even heard there was some electronic kind of
in like a lot of this. There's some stuff online that you'll hear that's a little bit electronic.
Right.
And I've written stuff that's very poppy for film and TV,
mm-hmm.
but mostly it'll be under like a folk umbrella.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well. That's a lot of talk and not a lot of music. Do you feel like you want to do a song?
That'd be great. I would love to. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, what are you in the mood for?
Oh, man.
Like, what kind of style are you feeling? Are you feeling folky, more of chill vibes? Are you feeling bluesy?
Oh.
Are you feeling kind of indie rock?
Oh.
Like,
I think... At least for me right now, I'm feeling kind of bluesy.
Oh, great.
If
let's do
you
it.
Have something that
that's
is...
kind of what I was prepared
oh,
to do.
Okay, good.
It's kind of bluesy, bluesy, bluegrassy.
Okay.
If that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sweet. So this is a song called Night Train, and it is off my most recent album called Second Chances.
Take me to the other side. Hey, I'm getting on that night train. Gonna take that night train, stay to mine. But you came in like a ghost, running round in my head. I was stuck in the thoughts, tossing in my bed. Told me you were done. You became a stone and I was lost. Take me to the other side. gonna take that night train, state of mind.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, the guitar, your voice, it blends so well.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
So that song was called?
That's called Night Train.
Night Train.
That's actually recorded as a full band in one take on Spotify if you want to check it out.
Wow.
We did it in one room and we filmed it as well, which was super fun. And I was like, let's just use the audio for this. So, you'll hear the 6-piece band I was talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's really great. It reminded me of like Barbara Dane or maybe Elizabeth Cotton or something like that.
Yeah. That's really cool. Uh-huh. I love hearing people, compare it because it's different for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I hear new names every time. I'm like, oh, nice. I didn't expect
that. I sound
like that. Well, cool. I guess my voice is a little raspy.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Cool. You have another track?
I do. What else? I just want to, you know, keep picking. Like,
oh, man.
What else is your vibe?
Oh, well, I really love the blues. But if you have something folksy that
let's do some
would
folksy.
Translate well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do this one. This is kind of folksy, but it's also a little bit rocky. This is a newer song that I put out not too long ago called The Rising.
Mm.
And, I'll tell the story again tomorrow, but this is inspired by a podcast that I heard on the road. You know, when I'm touring, a lot of times it can be very lonely. And so I'll listen to a lot of audiobooks or podcasts. And this one podcast in particular really, really inspired me. It was an author named Jen Hatmaker. And she was breaking down grief in 3 stages, and I'd never heard it before. And she was saying that grief, to her, is the unraveling, the rebuilding, and then the rising.
Oh, interesting.
And it really affected me. And I realized I was, like, writing a lot of songs in the unraveling place because, you know, sad, tortured artist soul.
Yes.
And I wanted to, you know, really kind of feel into the process of grief because at the time I was going through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And after that process, I was really noticing those 3 stages.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, I'm in the rebuilding now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, what is it going to be like when I hit the rising? So when I felt that come on, when I felt the rising kind of present in my life and I was kind of, you know, that moment when you're peeking out of the fog for the first time. That's when I wrote this song.
Uh-huh.
I tell a different story live, so this is about, you know, getting to the other side of grief and mm-hmm. what that looks like. So here we go.
Then rising, I let all my guards down, became more inviting. Never choose feeling into the unknown. I'm finally waking up. Yeah, I'm finally waking up. Well, I climbed to the top of Black Mountain and screamed. I was letting go of you, rediscovering me. To a goddess that opened my heart. Now I still believe in love. Yeah, I do believe in love. Well, it's close to the edges, it's close to the bone. It's a training montage, falling into the zone. A false sense of safety in being alone. You're simply not living if you can't let go. Shuffling from fight, flight, and freeze. The only anchor that I ever known was this piece of wood and 6 strings. Yeah, this piece of wood and 6 strings. Well, it's close to the edges, it's close to the bone. It's a training montage, followed into the zone. A false sense of safety in being alone. Not living if you can't let go. with the anger and the shame. Well, I can't go through this again. Hold me, I need a gentle song for you. I'll keep holding on. Well, it's close to the edges, it's close to the bone. It's a training montage, falling into the zone. A false sense of safety in being alone. You're simply not living.
Thank you.
Wow, I feel so lucky to be here.
Oh,
right,
that's so kind. Thank you so much. I feel lucky to be here.
I really loved that line about the only anchor I've known is
the piece of wood and six strings.
I was like, that's
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful. And it also just resonated with being in Petersburg and being like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, we have lots of anchors here.
Oh,
and,
that's
like,
this beautiful.
This is such a different kind of metaphor that you're using.
I love that, though. I feel like I've been thinking a lot about that with lifestyles and what kind of anchors people need. And I was sitting next to some women that live on the next island over. I forget what it's called.
Kupernov.
Might be that. They were on the next flight after this. I can't remember.
Okay. But on it the was, next flight and you were going south?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And I was just thinking about like the choices we all make and how we want to build our lives and what makes us feel comfortable. And it's all so different. I mean, like, and what is our anchor? Like what's your anchor?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm curious.
That's such a great question. What's my anchor?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I write, and that helps me kind of work out the murkiness, like you mentioned, of what's going on in my head. And, sometimes I don't always, I feel like, end up in a place that's clearer, but it does feel somehow cathartic to get it out. And thinking about what your anchor is, I mean, when I think about how people are alienated kind of from themselves or from people around them, I think that's because there's all these decisions that are happening that you don't know why they're happening. And writing has been a way for me to realize, okay, well, this is why a decision that I'm making is why I'm making that.
Mm.
And even if it's not in like a clear way, but writing is sometimes a way there. It's like you tell a bunch of lies and then you're like, hey, this is the truth.
Right. Getting to the truth through that. Yeah. Yeah, so I think of anchors as looking different for everyone. And the way you said that about, like, the anchors here with the boats and then the guitar being the anchor and that, like, organic material of, like, being an anchor, but also what keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think in Petersburg, from my experience, what keeps people grounded is kind of this love for the outdoors and getting outside and, you know, living off the land or harvesting mushrooms or going out for bog cranberries, which you haven't harvested.
I would love to harvest.
Yes.
I would love to do everything. Like, I feel like there's just so much to do in Alaska. And part of the thing that's tricky about touring, and I actually had friends come out from Minnesota to meet me in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a whole tour, you know, they did a boat tour, they went hiking, they got to see whales. I'm just so exhausted after I perform.
After the gigs.
Yeah, and it's such a bummer because, you know, I love what I do and I feel so much joy when I'm doing it, but I give everything.
Right.
And then I just crash. So I haven't been able to do too much, unfortunately. I've hiked a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, walking around the docks being
it's
my
beautiful.
Anchor.
I do that too.
But I would like to be able to spend more time here so that I could actually get some traveling in.
Yeah. And so kind of coming from this little Alaskan trip, I'm wondering what your impressions of Alaska are thus far.
Oh, I love it. And I'm not just saying that to suck up to you guys to come to the show, which you should.
Yes.
But I think it's just a magnificent place.
Mm.
It's full. It feels like it's full of energy and magic. And I can understand why people want to live here so that they can be close to nature, close to hiking, people in Anchorage were talking about all the trails that they live by.
Yes.
They're like, well, you're near Buck Trail. Oh, yeah. I'm near Brim Wolf Trail. I'm near Birkwood Trail. Oh, yeah. That's up south. You know, like it feels almost like talking about the cities in LA.
Right. It's like,
oh, you
not
live in Glendale. Oh, you live in Venice. Like it's so interesting, the difference there. But I think the cool thing about, that I can relate to as like a mountain girl at heart is just being among the wilderness and trees and like the energy that gives you.
Right.
Cause it's really, really grounding and nourishing.
Yeah.
And
so you came, from a small town in Colorado.
Yeah. Called Evergreen.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful name for a town.
It is. And it's like a idyllic postcard. Like it's just beautiful. It's mm-hmm. an incredible place to grow up.
And, have you kind of experienced kind of nostalgia for that? You know, maybe coming from a small town like that to a big city like LA, or maybe you're like, hey, that was a different person back then.
It's always a part of me. I actually have a tattoo. This is my Colorado side.
Oh.
And that's more of, I look at this and I think this is more of a traditional side of like, you know, like family and homes and woods and, kind of like that side. And then this is more of the career. This is my city side.
Oh.
So this is LA. This is like career and adventure and like living in a different kind of place. But
wow.
Both,
this is storytelling on either side of the wrist. It's like these mountains.
For those of you that are listening, the inside of my wrist is mountains and the outside is city. And I feel like I hold both of those parts.
Right.
I'm like really into duality and uh-huh. that's my whole jam is like, yes. And
yes,
I hold both.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that part of me is just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I love living in LA. I love it so much. And I've learned that pretty much everybody doesn't like LA. Like everywhere I tour, people are like, oh, LA. And I laugh to myself because I'm like, girl, you don't even know what you're missing.
Right.
The ocean, 75 degrees always. You can go hiking. You can eat amazing food, diversity. I mean, I could go on and on. I have a lot of pride for my city.
Oh.
But of course, I'll always love Evergreen and uh-huh. I'll always feel at home in a mountain town.
Right.
So
yes.
It's both.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's funny what you say about LA having a bad rep.
People hate it. And I've just learned to make a joke of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll go to anywhere in the U.S. and they'll be like, well, I don't know why you're there. And I'm like, because that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's been so lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been great to be here.
Genuinely. And so, either people will have to wait until tomorrow night to get another preview of your songs, or if you feel really up for it and like gnawing at the bit.
Let's do it. I'll do a more chill one. How about that?
That would be fantastic.
Just to kind of rest my voice because, you know, I'm right at the tail end of this tour, and I think tomorrow night's going to be the night that I just blow it out, and then I'll recover after.
Okay.
It happens this way.
Yes, and if you need some lemon tea or something.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love that. I might take you up on that uh-huh. someday. So, speaking of the mountains, I will write a song. Wouldn't that be funny if I'm like, I'm going to write a song for you right now?
On the fly. Yes.
This song is called Moving Back to Denver. And it's kind of like what would happen if I decided to make that decision. It's mostly also about getting out of the city that my ex lives in
right.
and going back to my hometown. So. Mm.
Well, maybe I'll move back to Denver if things don't work out for the best. So many ways I could be better, but lately I feel like a mess. I know all the cards I've shown. There's a part of our love you don't remember. That's why I'll go back to Denver. Yeah, that's why I'm moving back to Denver. Maybe I'll settle down in Portland, get an apartment with a view. I'll start my own family, get married, pretend that I'm not missing you. I know that's a long way to go. There's a part of me that doesn't want to pretend, but that's why I'll settle in Portland. That's why I'll settle down in Portland. Grief is a funny, funny thing. It'll grab you by the wrist and hold you down. There's a part of me that doesn't want to remember. That's why I'll go back to Denver. That's why I'm moving back to Denver. You said 3 to 4 months, now it's December, but that's why I'll go back to Denver. That's why I'm moving back to Denver.
Wow, that was sweet.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for
your
time.
Thank you, Isaiah. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And this was such a pleasure. And I'm so grateful to have like this lovely preview.
Oh, man. It's been really, really nice chatting with you and being here. Thank you for having me in the studio.
Yeah. And so, folks, if you're listening in and you want to know where you can see Abby Podnieff with your own eyes, the Petersburg Art Council is having a play tomorrow night in the Wright Auditorium. And that's at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
Yes.
You can get tickets at Lee's Clothing or online at betterworld.org, or I think they'll have them on the door. And it's $20 for adults and $10 for youth and kids.
Thank you so much. I just want to give a quick shout out to people listening. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
I want to say hi to Russo. Hi, Russo. I want to say hi to Mamie and Claire and my parents and my agents, Louise. And I want to say hi to Bruce as well. So
great.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.